Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Tuesday, last week in Pennsylvania, President Biden told a crowd that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea during World War II. Quite the headline, I'm sure you heard about it. Immediately, cannibals all over the world began filing defamation suits. Subsequently, Biden's statement was corrected as Joe's uncle was shot down over the Pacific, never to be seen again. But really, does it even matter what Mr. Biden puts forth? Often he clearly doesn't even know what he's saying. Same thing with Donald Trump. He's liable to say anything at any time. When he's bored, the words fly, and he's not checking Wikipedia for accuracy. But does it matter? No, it does not. Those who support Biden have to know he's way out there, but they're okay with it. His doddering does not penetrate their comfort zones. Same thing with the Don. MAGA folks are comfortable with him. Even if he became a cannibal, many would stay with him. Now, I well understand both Joe and Don are not capable of moderating their behavior. Most people aren't. Over the next 7 months, the ridiculous media will spend an enormous amount of time mocking and attacking what both presidential candidates say. But that's largely useless. We have all seen what each has done in office, and that should be what decides it in November. Actions, not words. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.